the club's been going since 1968, and I'm pretty sure that they had this the first year, didn't they? So it's a very well-credentialed and very highly sought-after race.
Tomorrow's race will be the 49th.
Wow.
Because the club started in 68, so yes, it's been going a long time, and it still is prestigious, or grown in prestige and desirability as the years have gone by.
Now, you're a former winner of it not so long ago, I'm not having a crack at you here, but it's open to anyone, isn't it, really? The abilities don't come into it too much because it's a handicap event.
That's exactly right. Yes, I was lucky enough to win it last year.
Last year, was it? Okay.
It was last year, yes. Yes, I was. I hadn't been able to win, all year, and so consequently other people who had won had been handicapped back, and so it was, by the time the race came around and I still hadn't won, I was in the position to go for it, and I was fortunate enough on the day to run well, and it was a great thrill.
Yeah, I'm sure it was the best I've ever done, and I'm a member of the club, so I should declare an interest here. I finished 10th once, and I remember I got pretty excited about that because in the presentations afterwards they were giving out money for 1st, 2nd, 3rd. I got down to 8th and 9th, and they got something as well, and I got 10th, and I thought, you beauty, and they gave me a hat.
I hope you've still got it.
I have indeed. But it is a very prestigious race, 17.6 kilometres. I can tell you that the weather forecast for tomorrow morning is westerly to northwesterly winds with a 15 to 25 knot breeze. So they'll have a tailwind, so it's perfect conditions, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll suit the front markers, of course, the front to middle markers. The back markers want a tough race. They would love it to be poor weather conditions with a headwind, but
yeah.
They were not going to get it. Sounds good.
Chance of a shower in the morning too, which I reckon will be welcome to some of the runners. As I said, it's a long way. It's all in one direction, and the back markers in this case, they give the front markers more than an hour's head start, isn't it?
Well, it's not quite an hour. The back marker is our club champion, Tommy Merton, and Tom will be starting off 57 minutes 40, so it's just short of an hour.
Okay, are you running tomorrow?
Yes, I'm running again tomorrow.
Okay, defending champion. Geez, this will be important, won't it?
I run every race that I can. I love the club, and I love running, so I'm just there to make up the numbers.
Yes,
tomorrow.
I think my days of doing 17.6 kilometres are behind me, but I still enjoy the shorter runs. Now, there'll be a lot of traffic around on Sunday. It attracts a bit of spectator traffic as well. So people, if they're travelling between Wynyard and Burnie, any time between about 9 and 11.30 tomorrow, they should be just aware of that, shouldn't they?
Yes, that'd be great. We run, just to let people know, we start opposite just out the front of the Wynyard Post Office, and we run on the old highway out to the Bass Highway.
To Doctor's Rocks.
Yep. Mm. And then we're on the left-hand side of the road the whole way. There's a good verge, and once we get in reasonably closer into Somerset and so on, there's actually a bike lane. So we try to keep to disrupt the traffic as very little as we can, but we do appreciate anybody that's travelling to keep an eye out for the runners as well.
As I said earlier, because of the nature of the race, very open as a handicap event. In previous years, the favourite is usually someone who won last week at Gunns Plains because it's a no-penalty race that won. So, again, is last week's winner a chance?
Absolutely. It's Peter Elphinstone, and Peter won quite comfortably at Gunns Plains last Sunday. He's been very consistent all year, finally broke through. And as you said, he doesn't get re-handicapped for that win till after the feature race, so Peter will be one of the big chances tomorrow.
And how many in the field this year?
We've got 89 starters, which
really?
Is very
wow.
good.
Mm.
This is about 10 more than last year, I think, and it's a real, really happy with that.
And I know the finish is always pretty special because it finishes with a lap of the West Park Oval at Burnie. The PA's there, and it's actually commentated as well, so it makes it gives it a little bit of an atmosphere. What time do you expect the leaders to get into West Park?
Well, our handicapper reckons that the race time will be 1 hour 17, so just short of 2 hours. So it starts at 9:30. So if he's right, the winner should cross the line at 11:27. So it'll be somewhere in that vicinity.
Okay, so if people want to go down and have a look at it and soak up a bit of the atmosphere, probably best to rock up there about 11 o'clock and you probably won't miss the finish.
Yes, you'd want to be there well before that 11:20 because there'll be a lot of cars we have people following the race will be coming in to park and see the finish. So about 11 o'clock would be a good time to get there.
Okay, good luck tomorrow, Rod, and also to everyone else that's running in the event. I know it's pretty special and often you see some special performances because of the extra adrenaline that's flowing and all that sort of stuff. And hope everyone has a safe race tomorrow as well.
Thank you very much for that, and we appreciate your support.